Not quite, no. Let's see. Take off the headset. It actually goes around the back of your head. Nothing goes over the top of your head for some reason. I don't know why. This strap here. These both kind of go around the back, and these go over your ears. Little bit further forward.
Forward.
Yeah, so that. They sit on top of your ears. Isn't
You okay?
This can just be bent down. That looks good.
Was that okay?
Oops. All right. Okay, well, I'll let you take it from here.
All right, so start of the first meeting. Right, so agenda of the first meeting. Are we have 25 minutes for this meeting. We have to get acquainted. So, does everyone want to say who they are? Does that seem sensible?
I'm Robin, I'm the marketing manager.
I'm Louisa, I'm the user interface designer.
I'm Nick, I'm the industrial designer.
And I'm Alistair, I'm the project leader. Right, okay, so tool training. Project plan. So, does anyone have any thoughts as to the tool training that is required?
I'm not exactly sure what you mean by tool training.
Neither am
So just go forward with the slides. This is just an overview of the slides. So
Oh,
just
I see.
like,
So we should really be.
right. So you'll talk about, you'll talk a little bit about the project, and then you go on to the next slide, and then that'll probably give you some more information about the
Okay,
training.
so we have a project aim, which is to basically to come up with a new remote control device. We have the starting base was the original, which has been in existence now for a period of time. And our idea is to make the new remote control device more user-friendly than the previous one, and to be trendier, to be with it, and therefore to get a bigger market share and bigger audience. So, method of doing this is split up, as you can see, into the functional design, the conceptual design, and the detailed design. So, in each of these phases, we'll be handing over to yourselves, the designers of this device, and having meetings so that we can, during the course of today, come up with better implement than we had before, and therefore have a successful conclusion to today. And you'll be doing various designs throughout the day to meet this end. So we've got tool training, tryout whiteboard. So we're in. Right, so basically everyone's to supposedly draw their favourite animal over on the whiteboard over there. I guess this is make sure the whiteboard works. So I don't know who wishes to go first. Who wishes to go first? Have a first bash at whatever.
I don't got puppets today.
Well, now you move out from the microphone and the camera. I'll
I'm
take
supposed
it
to do
out.
this right now, do you think? Or
I would guess so. Oh, already.
You've lost the
technical problems. I mean, you designers are meant to come up with things. Next.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see if there's any need to. There's plenty of space.
Yes.
I mean, whatever.
I'm a home manager.
Exactly.
Shall I see if I can get a contract this time? Yeah.
So we've had more time to prepare over this side, so we've all stuck our bits and pieces in our pockets. Three pens are available.
I'll try the repeat. Okay. I'm gonna go for the bear, which I don't draw very well. I'm not much of it.
You get marks for artistic impression. Just doing the face. Well, I don't actually have too many pets, so my time is, to be honest with you, too keen on them. Anyway, not if I say what my daughters have got at the moment is they've got a few fish. Hopefully, won't be too difficult to draw. As you can see, that my artistic work is interest as well. Anyway, one of the best things about fish is that they don't really take too much looking after, because with most of the animals, if you're going to be on holiday or whatever, you've got to spend money or get a friend or whatever to afternoon for you. Whereas if you got fish, you just gotta put the food in a dripper feed, which feeds them over the couple of weeks that you're away, and change the water every couple of months, and buy in a few plants. So other than the fact they keep dying, fish and herbivores are not are reasonable pets in that they're low maintenance. Right. Okay. Right, okay. So, work has been done on this project whereby 25 euros is the expected samples. Mm-hmm. Information has come from our marketing manager here. So we're looking to sell internationally, not just in Europe. We're looking at having our production costs limited to 12.5 euro per unit, and therefore making a profit margin of, well, not actually a profit margin, it's, because obviously you're going to have overheads and various other costs to take from that to give you your profit margin per unit. And so depending what the overhead costs are, will determine how many units we're looking to sell, what we're projecting to sell at this point in time. So, experience with remote control, first 5 years, new remote. So, I guess we're looking at having a discussion at this point in time to help you folks design our new model, as it were. So, any thoughts?
Maybe if I'm a server, web controls, the buttons are a little small and they're quite hard to press. So maybe we can look something with just press buttons, as that is the main function.
Okay, so basically we're looking for something. We're looking for a device that is robust and therefore won't get damaged too easily. I'm looking for a device that is, what was the things you said there?
Sort of easy to use, and then that is accessible.
Yes.
That's as easy to use ANSI.
ANSI, okay.
Just check, is this just a television remote? Because a lot of, systems are kind of TV video combined now, or TV DVD combined.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the most annoying things is having like five remotes in a house. So if you've got a combined system, it could be a combined remote.
Yeah.
Or is it just the television that was supposed to be doing that?
At least I'll get back to you now, but it seems to me sensible because, as you rightly said, there's nothing more annoying than having three or four devices littered about the about the room. And, so a device for all remotes.
So it's on the top side again. Okay. Yeah. One of the things we found from the market research is that people often get confused by the number of buttons on them as well, because there's quite often lots and lots. And sometimes they'd sort of remote controls defeat their own purpose because you're sat in the chair and the remote is somewhere else in the room. So, whereas in the past you'd have to get up to change the channel, now you have to get up to sort of pick up the remote. So I don't. We need to sort of maybe think about how we could maybe develop a remote control which moves around. that's maybe something for the future. I need to talk to a television. But
and in a sense, it's sort of mutually exclusive. You can't have both the one device and then have few buttons on it to, because you want simplicity as well. You want any idiot to be able to use it.
Yeah.
Whilst at the same time you want, as you rightly said, one remote for all.
Mm-hmm.
And so these are probably mutually exclusive options. And you could argue that experience of using devices and similar devices, as people get more and more used to using remotes, therefore they're more au fait with handling them, therefore you can make them more complicated as time goes on.
Maybe we could have better instructions with the remote, or are we just doing the design of the remote control itself, or sort of the instructions that we come with?
Better instructions.
Yeah. I mean, we've done some research about sort of, you know, what the cutting edge sort of handheld devices are. And a lot of them sort of use, you know, they're like mini laptops.
Mm-hmm.
So it's possible that we could devise a system where you're basically sort of holding a miniature computer which is controlling all your sort of your television, your stereo, and where, you know, if you buy a new thing, then it's sort of, you can link it to that as well. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've got 5 minutes before the end of the meeting, so we have to start winding up. Is there next meeting in 30 minutes?
Okay.
So, right, so we've got ID, the, come on,
if you just click return, it should be okay. Get rid of the message. If you just hit return, it should get rid of the message.
Yay! That's what I was looking for. Right. So we've got function. What happened to the?
I think that might be back at the start. If you grab the kind of
slide
to the left and pull it down.
Yeah. Right. Sorry about that. Okay, so we've got the working design for ID, the UID, the technical functions design, marketing, the user requirements specification, specific instructions sent to you by your personal coach. So we all clear what objectives we're looking to meet in the next 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess I'll try and write up some minutes of this meeting to give to you for the next meeting.
I'm not exactly clear on what we designed the remote for. Is this a multifunctional one, or do we decide that ourselves as we go and work on it?
I think you just said at the start it was a television remote.
Television.
We should just stick to that unless we get told otherwise.
That's true, because during the course of our game we might make decisions based on information or meetings that would change where we're going, but at this point in time I think you're right that make it just a TV. Okay. So we'll depart. We'll stay here and break off in 90 minutes and I'll see you in half an hour.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay.